we'll be watching. Quick look ahead tomorrow on Here and Now. Sari Nusseibeh, a descendant of one of the oldest Arab families, on the toll violence is taking on Palestinian society and the need to reconcile with Israel. That's tomorrow. But still ahead, remember that incredible report we heard of thousands of injured Iraq War vets denied benefits and told they had pre-existing conditions? Well, we're going to have an update on that. You want to hear that. That's after the news, Here and Now. It's Here and Now, and we want to spend a few minutes now updating a story from earlier this month. We spoke then with reporter Joshua Kors, who investigated claims that thousands of injured troops had been discharged from the military without benefits because they were diagnosed as having pre-existing personality disorders. Kors concluded that this was a way for the military to cut costs because the Department of Veterans Affairs doesn't have to provide care or disability pay to soldiers whose wartime disabilities are attributed to pre-existing disorders that somehow went undetected when they enlisted. It's called Regulation 635-200, Chapter 5-13, Separation Because of Personality Disorder. And Joshua Kors joins us again with an update. Joshua, welcome.
Good to be with you, Robin.
A lot of reaction to your story.
Yes, quite a lot, not just from the public, but also from a host of senators who has since written a letter to the GAO asking for an investigation.
That's the General Accounting Office. We want to hear more about that. But first, for those who didn't hear your story, your original article focused on Army Specialist John Towne, injured in Iraq. In fact, he won a Purple Heart. He lost his hearing after shrapnel lodged in his neck after a rocket exploded. The Army actually claimed that that disability, the loss of hearing, was caused by a pre-existing personality disorder. Now, you went on to research and find that this was happening to thousands of soldiers, the Army saving billions of dollars. But first of all, what is the status of John Towne's case today?
The VA spent 8 months deciding they were not going to give him disability and medical care for the rest of his life. Then just the other day, they completely reversed course, rushed him down to the Dayton, Ohio VA, and are now giving him full medical treatment.
Now, we understand that some of the information about this case is off the record, but what can you tell us about why this was reversed?
Well, I understand that they received contact from a top government official who demanded that they take action, knowing that this was a PR situation that was rapidly blowing up in their face.
Well, as you said, a group of senators is now calling for the General Accounting Office to investigate not just John Towne's case, but others at Fort Carson. Tell us about that.
I think this action has to be seen in the light of tonight's Democratic debate. Senator Barack Obama, Barbara Boxer, and others have sent a letter saying that this personality disorder scandal needs to be investigated.
They called it a scandal.
That's not the language they used, but they clearly recognize it as a very serious issue. Not just personality disorder, but also this accusation that those seeking treatment for physical and mental wounds are somehow faking it. That was the case in John Towne's case. His medical records has documentation saying that he is faking his hearing loss. That obviously is going to discourage any soldiers from going to seek treatment. And it means that the military basically has an open and shut case against all these soldiers seeking compensation for their wounds.
NPR's Daniel Zwerdling, we want to say, also did some terrific reporting on the lack of awareness of post-traumatic stress syndrome. We understand a portion of the letter that senators wrote to the GAO says, we've heard of cases in which service members with PTSD are diagnosed as having pre-existing personality disorders. And the letter went on to ask that there be investigations. What are senators demanding be investigated?
The way in which these soldiers are discharged, and also the appropriateness of those discharges. As you know, discharging a soldier with pre-existing conditions means they can never receive disability or medical pay for the rest of their life. And also, one of the small print items is that they have to give back their signing bonus so that thousands of these wounded soldiers find out on their final day in uniform they owe thousands of dollars to the Army. And Robin, I should say, it's not just these senators that are seeking investigation. There's also been pressure on the Surgeon General's office to take action, but they have been furiously spinning their wheels trying to cover up their actions.
Well, let's talk about that. The Surgeon General's office said they did review some of the cases and found they were diagnosed correctly. Now, you have been questioning the Surgeon General on this review. What have you found?
The Surgeon General got to me a memo saying that they'd reviewed John Towne's case and a stack of others. They decided that after a five-month thoughtful and thorough review, as they phrased it, that each of these cases were correctly diagnosed. I got a memo from Lieutenant Colonel Bob Tallman, spokesman for the Army, that went even further, saying that they had reviewed cases from the last 4 years at Fort Carson, where Specialist Town was based, and decided that all of those cases were properly diagnosed. But I did a touch more reporting and found out that the Surgeon General's five-month review was actually a sham. They didn't interview a single soldier in those 5 months. What they did do was go back to the doctor's offices where these false diagnoses were originally made and ask those offices to review themselves. They came back to the Surgeon General, said, yep, we got it right the first time, and they considered that a thoughtful and thorough review.
It does sound unbelievable, and I know you spoke again to the Surgeon General's office this week. What are they saying?
Tallman told me that he didn't really know how they could call it a thoughtful and thorough review, and he said, let me go one step further. I didn't write this memo, and I have no knowledge of its contents. He told me who did write the memo, Cynthia Vaughn, the public relations director for the Surgeon General's office. Today I placed my 17th phone call to her. She has yet given an answer as to how this investigation was proper.
Well, we know you've also been in touch with Congressman Bob Filner of California. He's a member of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. The health care subcommittee of the House Veterans Affairs Committee is holding a hearing today on some of these issues. What will come of that?
That's right. They're looking into soldiers who are struggling with traumatic brain injury. That was the case with John Towne, who was struck by a rocket. Filner was very interested and spoke with great interest about having these soldiers testify. I think that's the thing that everyone who's been looking into this situation wants, for the soldiers to be able to testify in open session of Congress on camera in front of the American people. But right now it's going to take a lot more pressure from the public, them demanding that this occur, for it to actually come to be.
Reporter Joshua Kors, we mentioned that the soldier that you focused on, Mr. Towne, had his denial of benefits reversed. But you wrote in your article that there were thousands of soldiers who had had this. Have you any sense that any other denials have been reversed?
No, not at all. Yet 22,500 soldiers have been discharged with this personality disorder provision in the last 6 years. And I should clarify about John's case. They are now giving him medical treatment, but they did not reverse his personality disorder diagnosis and discharge. Mm-hmm. And that means he's still not getting any disability pay.
Reporter Joshua Kors, he's been following the story of wounded Iraq War veterans who've lost their medical benefits and disability pay because they are then diagnosed with pre-existing personality disorders that somehow were not noticed when they first enlisted. His original story appeared in The Nation magazine. Joshua, thanks so much for updating us.
Thank you, Robin.
And by the way, for a link to Josh's reporting in The Nation or our conversation from a few weeks ago, to go to our website, here-now.org. Still to come, the music of the New Orleans Jazz Fest. You're listening to Here and Now.